So we've been in a series called Keep Expecting. And let's go over and turn to, or let's go to turn to 11, or Hebrews, excuse me, Hebrews 11, 1. Everybody there? Hebrews 11, 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That's been our text. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And we saw how that word faith, that's persuasion, assurance, confidence. Faith is the our confidence. Now, confidence is the substance or the foundation. That word substance means like the foundation, the standing other under of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the foundation of things hoped for. Hope means expectation, we saw. So faith or confidence, persuasion, and in God's word we're talking about, is the substance or the foundation of things we hope for, the things we expect. It's the evidence of things we don't see. You see this in the Amplified. It says, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." In the God's word translation, it says, "Faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see." So we basically said that faith is the reason why we expect something. So we saw there it's the foundation or the undergirding. So because you're persuaded of something, then you expect something. And to you, faith is the evidence of things you can't perceive with the senses or you can't see. So why do you expect? Are you convinced of things you can't see? It's faith. So we expect even when we don't see. Why? Because we believe something. We said that people say seeing is believing. No, seeing isn't believing. That's counter to the Bible. You believe before you see. In fact, if you see, it's too late to believe. And so if we'll just get this settled in our hearts, that's the way the Bible teaches, and that's different from the way the world sees things, we'll be so far ahead, because our normal natural training and the natural way people look at things tells us that we have to see and feel to know, and that's not true. So we have to just disconnect from that, and if we'll just say, no, that's not actually the highest existence. If I always have to see and know, or see to know, or feel to know, well, then I can be misled by feelings, I can be misled by sight. That's not the highest form of existence. The highest form is to believe God, and if God said it, faith in God should be what we're led by, and if we believe Him, now we expect to see, we expect things even if we can't see, we expect things even if we don't feel. See, now you are buffered from all the things that hinder people that walk by their senses. See, if you're just walking by your feelings or by your sight, you can be tripped up, because we've talked about in other, like on Sundays and different times and even in here, that Satan is the god of this world. That means he has influence over the things of this world. That means he can influence things that you can see, and he can influence things that would cause you to feel. And if you go by those, you can be misled and misdirected into getting off of what God said, because you're led by what you feel and you see. That's not the highest form. See, then you're susceptible. But if you know, God's word doesn't change. So if that's what you're led by and that's what's leading you to expect, not what you feel, not what you see, you just are led by what you believe, God's word doesn't change. So then you can be solid. You can just keep on going when things are starting to look bad, and other people that are led by sight, led by their feelings, start to tremble, start to fold. You won't. Why? Because those things, that's not where your faith is based on. Your faith is based on God's word, and because you let that faith, that belief dominate your life, you expect things when people don't expect things. You see with your heart things that people don't see with their natural eyes, and so when they start to give up, you're just getting going because you're looking at the inside, they're looking on the outside. So we've been talking about that, but if we can just make the mental switch, the inside switch, that we're different, that we're supposed to walk different, that when you know, because your flesh wants to see and feel, okay? Let's just be honest. Your flesh always wants something in the natural, so it's going to talk to you. Have you ever noticed that your flesh will talk to you? I don't know about you. I get up pretty early in the morning. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times my flesh is like, no, I want to go back to sleep. Well, okay. Who are you going to listen to? Your flesh will talk. Your flesh is like, well, we can't see anything. How are we ever going to know? How do we know this is going to work? I want to see it. I want to feel it, or else I don't want to go down this path. That's where your flesh wants to exist, your natural carnal. Now, you discipline your flesh and tell it what it's going to do, but your natural mind, same thing, if the unrenewed part of your mind, it just wants to have it all laid out so we don't have to be in faith at all. Yeah. But if we just get it into, if we just make the switch that, no, that's not how I'm supposed to walk. That's not being a Christian. A Christian is a believer. So I came into this thing by being a believer. So I'm different already. So if I just make the switch that, no, I'm supposed to walk different. I'm supposed to walk by what I can't see, and that's okay. We'll be so much further. Because then when our flesh talks back to us, our unrenewed mind talks back to us and says, yeah, but we can't see it. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's okay. It'll be okay. Shut up. Let's go. See, you become stronger that way. You become stable. Because these things that knock people around because, oh, I can't see it. Oh, I can see it. Great. Oh, wait, I can't see it. Oh, I can feel it. Wait, I can't feel it. They're like this. But if we're just like, no, God's word says. No, God's word says. And all this stuff's changing, but God's word says. See, we'll just go right through this stuff that people are falling left and right, and we just keep on trucking. See, we're supposed to be like that. That's different. Everybody say different. Say, I'm different.
I'm different.
I didn't say weird. I said different. We're supposed to be different. We've been talking about that on Sundays. We're not of the world. We're not supposed to be like everybody else. God's ways are different. The carnal ways of this world are not God's ways. God's word's higher. We're supposed to walk by His word, not by our feelings, not by our sight. So if we'll just get that, we're going to see now some examples of this in the Word. We've gone through some of them. But notice, ask yourself the question as you go through these examples, these people are not seeing, they're not feeling, but they're believing something. And these guys are held up as an example for us to follow. If you look in the Bible, the people that were successful, they believed God in spite of, you name it. It didn't look good in the natural, but they believed God anyway. If they're going by sight, they're done. Go by faith, God said, so we go. And then we win. And people go, oh, wow, that's awesome. Well, you have to understand, they didn't have the end of the story when they were walking it out, no more than you do. Well, if I were there, I'd know. I mean, if I were David, I'd know. Of course the slingshot, you know, the stone is going to go and hit him right between the eyes and kill him, and I'm going to cut off. Of course that. No, David had to come out by faith and say, I'm taking your head off, pal. Everybody's going, no way. He knew in his heart, but he didn't know by sight. Good night. I mean, he looked at these two people, this little short guy and this mammoth. Nobody wants to fight him. He had to step out where there was nothing. Over and over, we see that in the Word, and we're going to see some examples here. Just keep in mind, they didn't have the opportunity to go back and read their story, no more than you do. But just think about it. If you believe God's word's true, you can look at what you're going through right now and look at it as if you're looking back on it and say, well, of course this is going to happen. If God's word's true and I'm going through this, this is the answer, so I'm going to act like it. I don't care what I feel. Because you know when you look at something 20 years, 30 years after it happened, you know, you're not in the middle of it anymore. Have you ever done this? You look back on yourself and you go, well, has this ever happened to you? Let me ask you this. You think of some situation that you were in, even if it was a little bit ago. Maybe it was 5 years ago. Maybe it's how you think you used to be, situations like that. And you think, boy, I've changed. If I were to come up against that situation now, I know so I would be so much different. And have this ever happened to you? Maybe it was a little bit ago, where you come up against it again, and now you feel what you felt, and all of a sudden you realize, boy, you thought you were so far, but now the pressure's there, and you feel, man, this is pushing me just like it used to. Has anybody ever felt that? You felt like, if I were in that, man, I wouldn't let that person bother me. I'm so far, and that wouldn't bother me at all. But all of a sudden, you see that person, and the feelings come up, and you're like, whoa, I didn't remember it being like this. Has anybody ever felt like that? Well, see, that you can, you as you go further, you look back and you start to forget. Disassociate. I'm not saying things can't be just pushed in you. Some feelings you're like, man, I'm never going to forget that. And it if you're not careful, it can scar you. But I'm saying there, you get distance from those feelings. The feelings aren't what's so real. You start to look at and say, well, man, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you just believe God? Well, when you're looking back at your life, we're going to wish we would have walked apart from the feelings. Because if you looked at somebody else's life and what they're working, you're not experiencing the feelings, it's easy to say, well, of course, God's word says this, do this. Do this. But they're pushed on with the feelings. But you're not, so you can see clearly. Just start looking at your life as if you were looking back on it and it's a story like what we're going to read. And you'll get the answer to what you're supposed to be acting like. You're supposed to be acting like it's going to turn out right and that you're just reading somebody else's story. If your life were somebody else's story, what would you tell yourself to do? Well, and if you believe God's word's true, if you're looking at your story and you believe God's word, just extrapolate that and say, what does the end have to be? And now start acting right in the middle of the feelings like what God's word says, and you'll win. That's called faith. These people that we're reading about, they walked. They didn't see the end of their story, but they walked in faith, and now we see what they experienced. It's the same. Do you realize that's the exact same for us right now? If we'll get it in our heart that God's word's true, and as I feelings don't make any difference, I'm not moved by them, I expect because I believe, not because I see, now we'll start acting like the word's true in spite of what we see. We won't go, well, what? I don't see it. No, that has nothing to do with it. What's the end of the game? It's what the word says. Therefore, I'm going to act like the word says it, and that's true right now, and I'm going to win. We can look at our situation the same way we're looking back on these individual situations, because these individuals were real people too. This isn't a fairy tale. These aren't just stories. They're accounts of things that really happened. But you have to understand, these people had emotions and the temptation to be led by sight just as much as you do. Period. The reason why they're in here is because they chose to walk by faith. Do I have everybody with me? I don't think that's so clear to some. Some people think somehow they were special. No, the reason they're read about is because they chose. They chose to follow God. Faith is a choice. Say faith is a choice.
Faith is a choice.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
It's not a feeling. Some people think they're in faith because they're hyped up. That's wrong. I feel goosebumps, so I'm really believing. No, that's not right. That's not right. Because the feeling can fade. All of a sudden, oh, I'm not faith. Where did my faith go? That wasn't your faith. Yep. Faith will look stuff right in the eye and say, I don't care. You have goosebumps all over you and say, no, I believe what God said. What God said is going to come to pass. It's not a feeling. Everybody say it. Say, faith is not a feeling.
Faith is not a feeling.
Faith is not seeing. It's confidence in God's word is what it is. So Hebrews 11, 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. So Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. We read some of these, so I'm going to go through them pretty quick. Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen, not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And we read some of that last time, or the time before. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the inheritance which he would receive as an inheritance, or the place, out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. We talked a little bit about that a few times ago, but Abraham, he obeyed when he was called out to go to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. See, Abraham didn't know the rest of the story. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. He didn't know that he was going to be Abraham, father of many nations in the Bible. He did not know that at this point. He didn't see the end of it. He had to go by faith. Everybody, see, we're not different. We get one thing tonight, we have the ability to write our story the same way the people that we're reading about did. How did they do it? By faith. And every one of us has the opportunity to walk our lives out by faith in what God said. It's the best type of living. You go to God and get what you're supposed to be doing, and then you believe God through the nonsense that is in this world. Yeah. Yes, life is going to throw all of us curveballs. It's going to throw stuff at us, but we don't let that get us off. We say, no, God's word's true. It's working for me now, and I see the end of my story turning out right. I don't see failure. I remember if you've heard Brother Hagin talk about when he was bedfast, and there was a time when he goes into great detail, like he does, about how he would see himself dying or young. He said, I saw myself dead. And he said, I saw myself dying young and then having my funeral and then them burying me and filling the grave. And he goes into great deal. He kept saying, I saw myself dead. But when faith came in, he started to believe God, he started to change that, and he started to see himself doing things. See, he couldn't play like other kids. He would get very fatigued. He was very weak. But he changed what he saw. He started to expect something different. He started to see something different. When he thought of himself, he didn't say, oh, when I see myself this way. He started to see himself as God said he was. And he became stronger. And, you know, the story, he came off the bed, and then he became stronger and stronger. But Abraham didn't know where he was going. Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. That phrase right there, why did she bear a child when she was past age? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. She She reckoned God, whatever he said, he's faithful and he'll do it, and so she received. He promised it, I judge him faithful, and he'll do what he said he's going to do, and so she received. Verse 12, therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth, not of this world. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. For therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Now look at these examples. Verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Now look at this example. Abraham offered up his son Isaac. How could he do it? God had said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. So what did he conclude? Well, God said that I'm going to have children through Isaac. Now God is asking me to sacrifice Isaac. If God's word's true, and I'm going to sacrifice Isaac, then God's going to have to raise him up because he's not going to break his word. He was so convinced with what God said, he said, if God's word's true, but this looks really bad, what my eyes see is I'm about to kill my son at God's command. But God said, my son is who my seed's coming out, going to be come from. So it has to come from Isaac. So if I'm going to kill him, then God's got to raise him up. That's the only conclusion, because God's not going to fail. Right. I mean, we talk about it, but if you ask me to kill one of my children, that's serious belief. I mean, Abraham's like us. Well, that's Abraham. Yeah, it's a story. No, no, no. If God, see, there's different things. God is telling you to do something. God has said something in his word, and it's right in front of us, and that where it feels like, but I mean, think about what was going through his mind. You're telling me to sacrifice my son. What my mind's telling me is that if he's dead, you know what it took to get him? I had to believe that my wife was going to bear a child when she's past the age, and now we're here, and he's grown up, and you want me to take him out? What is his natural mind saying? This is stupid. If I kill him, how is he ever? In the natural, if I kill him, he's dead. How is he ever going to have any children? That's what your natural mind says. Well, it's different. It's not different. He had to shut that down and said, what was convincing him of what he couldn't sense? What God had said. What's that called? Faith. He believed God in spite of the fact that this thing is staring him in the face saying, if you do that, that's just dumb. Mm-hmm. At least if he's alive, you got a shot. If he's dead, not so much. How is he going to? Yeah, but that's, no, it's not just Abraham. He was a man. He's a human being just like you and I were. And don't even think for a second he didn't have emotions. Don't even think for a second he didn't have to shut some stuff down. He just believed God to the degree that he didn't consider any of that. He considered God's word. This is the same with anything that we come up against. It may look like if you do that, you're dead. But God's word says, no, you're going to live. And we have to make a choice. This looks like, well, if I follow God, if I'm going to say what God said and believe what God said, there's no way, because this is staring me in the face. And we have to say, nope, but God said, so here we go. And we have the same opportunity to believe God that these individuals did. They did not have any special gift to do this. The reason that they're here, I mean, say in most cases, I'm not saying there weren't gifts of the Spirit in operation. They had to choose to walk in faith, though. Every one of them had to choose to believe God. They all had to choose. And don't think for a second it's a lie that somehow faith just drops on you and you have no control over it. You choose. The faith there, faith comes by hearing the word of God, but then you choose to act on it. You choose to believe it. The word comes and you choose whether I'm going to count that as true or I'm going to say there ain't no way. I know what God's word says, but I just don't see how it could happen. We choose to believe him. We choose. See, that makes it a lot different. A lot of people, you choose. A lot of people think, no, it's just something, you know, they had something special. They just were overwhelmed. No, they chose. What did it say about Sarah? She judged him faithful who promised. That means she could have judged him unfaithful. She could have said, nah, there's no way. She laughed initially. She must have changed. Why? Because she got it. It says she judged him faithful. Let's keep moving. You could preach on every one of these. Verse 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each one of his sons of Joseph and worship, leaning on top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. What's he saying? They're coming out of here one day. They're coming out. They're going to go into the promised land. He's dying. He said, now when you get out, this is what I want you to do with my bones. Why? Can he see it? No. But what's he saying? He believes something. See, faith will talk like the way it's going to be. When this happens and this happens, this is what we're going to do. And if you looked in the natural, you'd say, that's never happening. No, when we have this ready, when we move into this place, or we get a house, or you know, when I'm married, you know, if you're single, people want to be married or what. When I have a spouse, I'm going to do that. When you start talking like when this happens, what God said, this is what's going to happen. See, faith people talk like that, and say, well, I guess, you know, I don't know. It might happen, might not. We'll see. No, faith people say before they see it. If you believe God, you start talking like it's true before it's true. Well, when this happens, well, don't you mean if? No, I mean when. When this happens, this is what we're going to do. It's going to be awesome. See, you throw the party beforehand. You're excited beforehand. And then when it shows up, you're like, yep, this is the way I saw it. If you never experienced that, it's almost anticlimactic. It's awesome, but it's like, this is exactly what I saw. Yeah. I saw this coming. And you get it in here before you see it out here. See, that's, you're walking by faith, not by sight. That's how we're supposed to walk. Verse 23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. See, they believed God, and so they risked their lives. They didn't worry about what it looked like. They still did what they believed was right. Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. You say, well, that's just, he had something special and he saw it. No, he was rejecting being called part of Pharaoh's house and choosing to be with the Israelites. Why would he do that in the natural? Because he believed something. And he had, that cost him. He had the sight. He knew. He didn't know that he was going to be the Moses in the Bible. Well, you're Moses. Yeah, I'm Moses. What? No, but you're Moses. No, I'm Moses. What's your point? But you're Moses. No, he wasn't Moses at this point. He was just Moses. Wasn't the Ten Commandments star, you know? Charlton Heston's going to play it? No, he's the Moses. He's just, that's who he is. You know, right now you're walking through. You don't know where you're going, you know, at the end of your life. I mean, for sure, probably. You may have God has shown you some stuff. But when people look back on your life and they see where you've gone right now, it's the same thing. You could, even in your family, accomplish certain things and then say, well, that was great grandpa. I mean, look at all the stuff he did. But back here, you know, not looking like it at a certain place. And maybe there's stuff up ahead of you, not even that far along, where you were going to do this and that. Yeah, but what we want to convey is when you're walking through it, it doesn't feel so supernatural. In fact, it won't feel supernatural necessarily at all. But you're still walking through it. Some of your greatest successes in the middle of it, you could feel like this is going to be a flat failure. If you're going by feelings, if you're going by feelings, you're not going to go ahead. You're not going to press on. But faith doesn't act like that. Faith doesn't go by sight. Let's keep going. So it's choosing rather, verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. Well, of course the Red Sea was going to stay up. Didn't they know they were going to go all the way across? Only by faith. Think about that. Yeah. If they're going by sight, I'm looking up. I mean, who knows what it looked like? But, you know, there's a wall of water. You see some of the cartoons and things, you could see the fish through. Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's a wall of water, I guess maybe you could see the fish there. I don't know. At any moment, there's nothing holding that up but the power of God. You have to believe. But now, it's one thing to go, wow, look at that wall of water, and you're on the shore. It's another thing to go, we're going through. At any point, if that crashes down, you're done. See, that's putting, you know, we'd say putting your money where your mouth is. Well, you're putting your life on the line. You're saying, I believe. I'm not going by what I see. God is going to keep us through. I'm walking through. And, you know, they went through, they were fine, but Pharaoh tried to do the same thing, and that's when it fell. Mm-hmm. And they were all drowned. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, didn't they know that was going to happen? No, they didn't, because they wouldn't have been complaining on the shore a few minutes earlier if they knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. No, and the Israelites, you know, they were unbelievable, but Moses said, we're going. And then the Israelites, they had to have enough faith to follow. If they would have been completely faithless, they would have just stayed on the shore. Of course, there was Pharaoh coming. Maybe they just said, well, flip a coin, we're going. Die here, die there, well, get wet. But you see what we're saying? These stories are real. These people had decisions to make, just like you and me, right now. I don't know what all you're facing, but I do know this. God's word, the same God that is the God of all those people, the same God of the Bible is our God, if we're born again Christians, and we have a choice right now. Are we going to judge him faithful? Are we going to walk by what we believe and let that dictate what we expect? Or are we going to wait to see something in the natural and then start expecting? Right now, we have that choice. And we write our story based on what we act on. Because there are a whole lot of people that aren't in the Bible because they did not choose correctly. They choose not to believe God. It wasn't predestined that all these people would do that. They had a free will. They had a choice, which is good news. I mean, that excites me tonight, saying no matter where you came in at, even if you were stirred up, we can be more stirred up saying, that's true. I'm choosing to believe God. I'm choosing to say that the end of my story is whatever God says. I may not see it now, I might not feel it, but I'm judging Him faithful, and I'm going to act on it now, regardless of what I see, regardless of what I feel. I believe, and therefore I expect what He said. Now, I expect it to be like that. Now, you see yourself as in the middle of one of these stories, these accounts, because you are. I am. And we get one shot at this thing. I don't care where you are in your life, how long has passed, how short has passed. It doesn't matter. We're still, as long as there's still life, as long as we're still breathing, this thing isn't over, and we're going to step off into heaven at soon, you know, sooner or later. If Jesus comes back, thank God, but if He doesn't, we're going to live our lives out, and we're going to go over, and it's going to be done, and we're going to be in heaven. We're going to look back, and we're going to wish we would have just counted God faithful in every situation, because it would have worked out. But every time we're distracted by what we see or feel, we're missing out on God's best. We choose. We choose to act on what He said right now. Everybody, go ahead and stand to your feet, please.